Most of you were probably not here when I discussed some points about i'tikaf in my Fajr talk. Some of you all were in Safar, and some other brothers were either in the Transvaal or Maritzburg or other places. So therefore I will repeat one or two things which I mentioned in that short talk, that i'tikaf is placing oneself at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, pleading and begging Allah Ta'ala to open the doors of His maghfirat, of His mercy, of His rahmat for oneself, for the family, and for the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The person considers Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to be the Khaliq, to be the Malik, to be the sustainer, to be the one who is in control of the universe, of his life and the destiny of man. So the person cuts himself from all his outside activities and he places himself at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the house of Allah Ta'ala. So it is a great ibadat. It is not just picnicking, it is not just entertainment, it is not just relaxing, it is not just a customary thing. It is a great ibadat, because the person is leaving his home, he is leaving his family, he is cutting off from his business, he is cutting off from his sporting activities, he is cutting off from his chit chat and gossip, he is cutting off from so many things, most of which were permissible in the outside world, but he has cut himself from all that and he places himself at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala also looks at these people with an eye of mercy, of rahmat, seeing that out of the millions they have cut themselves off for me. Allah Ta'ala says they have cut themselves off for no one else but me, for my pleasure. So the person who is engaged in gaining the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, or is doing things for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then we know that in this world, if a person makes his father happy, the father wants to give that child gifts. The child makes the mother happy, the mother treats that child with great kindness and mercy and compassion. The person makes his friends happy, the friends are happy with him and they also want to give him gifts and make him happy. That is the nature of man. But yet the resources of man are very limited. How much can he really do for anyone else? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's resources are unlimited. So when we are going to engage in the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, do anything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is not one who will just allow that action of that banda of his to go unnoticed. He gives them plentiful of rewards, so much of reward that if it had to be on a screen and we had to pick it up, then all of us would be hastening towards it. Therefore Allah Ta'ala kept it in the ghaib. We have to have yaqeen in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. Whatever he said, what are the virtues of i'tikaf, then we firmly believe in that, that those are the things that the person will get. All the ibadat that people are making outside, this person who is sitting in the masjid is getting the sawab of all that ibadat. I mentioned that every year this happens, that there is sometimes, due to misunderstanding or lack of knowledge, a discussion, a debate that goes on, what is more virtuous and rewarding, why are these people sitting in the masjid when they should be engaged in some of the other activities outside. At present there is a need for them in Afghanistan, there is a need for them in Palestine, there is a need for them in Kashmir, there is a need in lots of organizations here to assist and help in welfare and things like that. Then there is a need for dawah activities, tabligh, taaleem, there's a need for so many other things. So why should they leave all that and sit down in the masjid? And those who are sitting in the masjid, then they say that Nabiya Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who could have been greater than him? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was the greatest da'i ila Allah. There was nobody who was a greater da'i ila Allah than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was nobody a greater muballigh than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was nobody a greater mufassir than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was nobody a greater muhaddis than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, hadiths is because of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. There was nobody who was engaged in more zikr, more tilawat, more ibadat, more nafil salat than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was nobody who was engaged in more dua and istighfar than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in spite of all that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes atikaf in the masjid. Sometimes for a whole month, sometimes for 20 days, and for 10 days without fail, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes atikaf. So you can see that this is due to misunderstanding, that there's comparisons which are made. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he sat in atikaf and he gave the virtues of atikaf, and the sahaba ikram were very desirous to do everything that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. But yet we didn't find the entire Madina Sharif, leaving Madina Sharif, leaving all the other activities and sitting down in the masjid. Some sahaba sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, some remained in jihad, some remained running the farms and businesses, because there was a need for provision also. As I say, that if all the butchers, bakers, candlestick makers and all the undertakers have to all sit down in the masjid, then what's going to happen? Who's going to bury the... and who's going to provide the milk and bread? So some people will carry on with their businesses, some people will carry on with their farms and produce, some people will carry on with their zikr and tilawat at home or at other times, free times. Some people will be in jihad, where there is a need for jihad. Now at that time, if all of them leave that jihad and sit down in the masjid, then what's going to happen? The whole country will go. So we must not do comparisons. Whoever is doing whatever activity, as long as he is doing it with ikhlas, for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will be rewarded for it. We are not there to judge who will get more reward and more sawab and who will get less. So those who are sitting also, they are engaged in a great ibadat, because they, at present they are not going to go to Afghanistan and do any jihad there. And they have got, they have made arrangements for their businesses and all other things, or they cut themselves from there, believing that Allah is the provider of risk and sustenance. So whatever Allah Ta'ala wants to give, the 10 days that they're going to sit here, Allah could give them multiplied amounts. So therefore we are here to apply ourselves for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for exert ourselves as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam exerted himself in the last 10 days and nights, solely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And believe that those rewards which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has promised will indeed be given to us. But then there are conditions. For everything there is a condition. Namaz is something that is rewarded. Fasting is rewarded. Zakat is rewarded. But there are conditions. In the same way, sitting in atikaf also, we must truly and sincerely divorce ourselves from those worldly thoughts and actions which we are engaged in outside. When we are in the masjid now, every attempt must be made to focus our minds towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Of course, eating, sleeping, going to the toilet, these type of things are necessities of life. So even in atikaf it is permissible. But although you may be sitting with 100 people or 1000 people, but you must be alone. That is atikaf. The person must be in khalwat, although he is in jalwat. That means the person must be in seclusion, although he is in the company of thousands of people. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Say, all my desires of the heart have now vanished. There's no desire left in my heart anymore, Ya Allah. The only desire that is left is that you come in my heart now. What is this world? I've used so much of the things of the world. I have travelled in good cars, I have lived in good homes, I have eaten good food, I have worn good clothes, I have married, I have children, I have done everything. Ya Allah, but how many times in these activities I had forgotten you. Although all these things were also ibadat, if the person was doing all these things with the correct niyat, it was ibadat, he was getting sawab. But then everything has got the tendency. It has got the tendency to make the person divert his attention. Sometimes he oversteps the mark. The eating he can go in excess. The drinking he can go in excess. In so many other things he can exceed the limits. So the person says that, Ya Allah, all those desires of mine, a lot of ambitions, ideas, wishes, programs and plans and aspirations have all vanished now. I have freed my heart, I have emptied my heart of everything. On the one hand, of all long plans and ideas and aspirations, and also on the other hand, of all the impurities that were in my heart. The impurities of jealousy, of malice, of greed, of pride, of anger. Ya Allah, I've emptied all that. Now I have come at your door. I am sitting here. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. I have emptied my heart for you to come in, O my Allah. So that is i'tikaf, that the person is in the midst of many, many people. They could be business people, they could be professional people, they could be people of other activities of life. They all are there in the masjid. They all are there in the i'tikaf. But our association with them must be limited to the bare minimum. And we must not think that this is against the etiquette of socialization, of ukhuwat, of brotherhood. All those are things are in its place, but not when you are in i'tikaf. I'tikaf is not for talking, for gossiping, chit-chatting, finding out about a person's business and this and that. All those things you do after the 10 days of i'tikaf. In fact, in some of the waqabirs i'tikaf, it was a condition that on the first day when you are coming into the i'tikaf, you must meet the brother and you must ask him what's his name, who is he, where is he from, what's he doing. In that 5 minutes before the i'tikaf starts, you find out everything. After that, it is just Assalamu Alaikum. How are you? Alhamdulillah. Finish. You go your way, I go my way. You engage yourself in ibadat, I engage myself in ibadat. You engage yourself in your communication with your Allah, and I beg of my Allah. So that is i'tikaf. That they were not allowed after that to even talk of those things which are permissible. Not only permissible, it is encouraged. That brotherhood of Islam, where you find out from the person, you ask more about him, he asks more about you, you get friendly. But not when the person is in i'tikaf. So the very fact that you have made up your minds to come and sit in the masjid, it is an indication that you have made up your mind to cut off from everything. And although there are so many people here, we've got about 45 or 50 people that will be sitting in i'tikaf with the, and the nafil people, I don't know how many they will be. So you should still think that amongst all of them, you are still in seclusion. The eating, the drinking and everything must be limited. It must not be that we are, whilst you're eating, the dastarkhan is laid there, another talk is going on and not finishing. Finish up quickly. Eating and drinking also, there's no exercise here. The person is not going to be running about, jogging or doing business or anything. So the food is not going to even digest if it's going to overeat. So the less you eat, the better also. It's going to digest. Give them the message at home that we are sitting in i'tikaf. It's not eat day that we are going to be having 7-course meals. So send something that is just sufficient to keep the body light and fit, to be able to engage in ibadat and in activities that are befitting an i'tikaf. So nobody should feel offended if the other brother is not talking too much, if he's not asking too much, if he looks outwardly as if he is a person who is not sociable, he seems to be in seclusion, he seems to be in meditation, he seems to be in muraqabah, seems to be in tilawat all the time, or in zikr all the time, or in ibadat all the time. So we should not think now that the person is snubbing us or something of that nature. We should appreciate that person. And we should also try and emulate that person, that in i'tikaf, that is how you should behave. Of course, as human beings, we need rest, relaxation. So therefore, I always say, that why they engage yourself in namaz, tilawat, zikr. But if you're tired, then go to sleep. Sleep 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, no problem. But keep the tongue under control. Because our habit is this, that we start off with discussion which is dini, which is good in etikaf. With friends, we'll start off with kudai. That Maulana is a very good Maulana. He gives very good bayan, and he makes good zikr and good tilawat and good ibadat. But, and that but will take you, but that other Maulana, now he is like this, he's like that, he's like that. That brother is a very good brother. He's very charitable, very honest, very truthful. But that other brother is this and that and that. So shaitan is chained up, but he has left all his asarat still there. That he will make us start doing ghibat in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala. So what is the purpose of then sitting in the itikaf? If the person is going to make ghibat in the masjid, as we make ghibat front of the Haram Sharif, front of the Kaaba Sharif, then what is the whole purpose? If ghibat, which is so haram outside, imagine making it in the masjid. So on the one hand, it is a great ibadat. I congratulate you all. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it extremely easy for you all. May Allah Ta'ala give you all the strength, the health, the courage to spend the time correctly in the masjid during the 10 days of itikaf. May He fill your heart and my heart with His muhabbat, with His love, and with the love of His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the purpose, which is du'as. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the du'as that you will be making, and all those people who are sitting in itikaf will be making. At present, the whole ummah is in need of so much du'as, because there is no other weapon that we have except du'as. From here, we can send some money, we can send some clothes, we can do a few things like that. But those things are just temporary. Du'a is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changes taqdeer with du'as. Of course, when it will come to life, or what, or the results, when we will see, that only Allah Ta'ala knows. But the du'as are accepted the moment the person makes it. If his food is halal and he's making du'a with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. After that, you'll see the results. Sooner, later, you'll see the results. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life is an example. How many times, for days and days, he was making du'a and du'a. And after many days, then we saw how Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help came. So sometimes those tests and trials and all will come. But these du'as are something that we should engage in considerably. So there are certain programs that we have got just to keep occupied, a little bit of congregational programs. But the rest of the time, don't feel that it is an ideal opportunity now to sit and to talk and to gossip and to pass time. Or how must we pass time now? So to pass time, then the best was outside. If we are in the masjid, the passing time now, there's no passing time. The thing is, then occupy yourself constructively in zikr, tilawat, ibadat, or rest, sleep. But keep the tongue under control, keep the mind in control, the heart in control. Then see, inshallah, within the 10 days, what nur comes into that heart. After that, if we just keep a little bit of guard over our eyes and heart, inshallah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will carry us through the 11 months very, very easily and comfortably. There are many other things, inshallah, as we go along in the programs that we have, we'll be discussing. Make a lot of dua for me and for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for yourselves. What time tonight, today? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے اللہ, ہم گنہگار, ہم سیاہکار, ہم گندے, ہم نالائق تیرے در کے اوپر آ چکے. اے اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. تو رحیم اللہ ہے, تو کریم اللہ ہے, تو پیارا اللہ ہے. You are so loving, so compassionate, so kind, so forgiving, so merciful. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, all over the country people will be sitting in itikaf. So many parts of the world, oh my beloved Allah, they have already sat in itikaf, and others will be sitting today. Ey Mere Allah, accept the etikaf of everyone that is sitting in etikaf. Allah, accept their tilawat, their zikr, their ibadat, their duas. Oh my beloved Allah, with the barakat of their duas and their sitting, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, make it easy for them to spend the 10 nights and 10 days in your houses. Oh Allah, they have placed themselves at your door. Oh Allah, you are merciful, you are forgiving. Oh my beloved Allah, when they extend their arms and hands before you, do not return those hands empty, oh my Allah. You have called them into your house. Oh Allah, a guest, the host always desire, it is his desire to give the best to the guest. Oh my beloved Allah, we have become guests in your home. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for our sins. Oh Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes sickness, diseases, poverty, starvation, hunger are tests from you. But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us. Oh my beloved Allah, do not test us. Oh Allah, change the rahmat of sickness into the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty into the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of starvation into the rahmat of sufficient provisions. Oh my beloved Allah, change the conditions of hardship and difficulties to conditions of ease and comfort. Oh Allah, assist the mujahideen. Allah, mujahideen, Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma.